Now, Palestinian officials say the calls recently made by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for so-called peace talks is nothing but a PR stunt. Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat says Netanyahu has actively worked against a sustainable two-state solution. He says Netanyahu is king of the settlers, referring to Israel's continued illegal settlement activities in Palestinian land. His comments were made 2 days after Netanyahu said he was ready to go to Ramallah to talk with Palestinians. Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdullah has also reacted to the call and said Israel's settlement policies are killing the two-state solution. Hamdullah says Israel is undermining peace prospects and the dream of an independent Palestinian state on the 1967 borders. He called on Britain to have a stronger role at the UN Security Council in pushing for a resolution to end the Israeli occupation. Let's discuss this further and go to Seattle and talk to Ramzi Baroud, journalist and activist. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Baroud, another offer by Israel to resume the peace talks. In what way do you think the Palestinians should respond to this, what's being called the PR stunt by Israel?
Well, I wouldn't really call it an offer per se. I mean, we have to look at the context of which this statement was made. It was made during a meeting with four women who have been on a hunger strike for 50 days. Kind of off and on in front of Netanyahu's house. Finally, he meets with them. His wife, Sarah, meets with them. And he makes this statement that I am willing to go to Abbas right now and you know, meet with him and achieve the desired peace. It was done within context that where he was trying to divert attention from the fact that these women are calling him to go to achieve peace and to resume the peace process that he has really brought to a halt over his insistence on continuing the settlements, the illegal settlements, refusal to free Palestinian prisoners, and so forth and so on. It was really more of a distraction from the pressure that was placed on him by these four ladies who were camping in front of his house. In fact, his wife, Sarah, said, you know, instead of camping in front of our house, why don't you go and camp in front of Mahmoud Abbas's house? Because he is the real obstacle to the peace process, as if poor Mahmoud Abbas really has any control even over his own movement in and outside of the West Bank. This is the context. It really is not a peace offer per se. And Saeb Erekat, of course, was correct to call him on that.
And of course, generally speaking, how likely will Israel be held accountable for its crimes against Palestinians now that Palestine is an official member of the ICC?
You know, it's really interesting because I was looking at these emails that were released from Hillary Clinton's computers and the last patch of 7,000 emails. And according to newspapers, they say it's Netanyahu is the world leader who was mentioned the most. More than former Iranian President Ahmadinejad and others. And it was mentioned in the context that the Americans are just trying to kiss up to Netanyahu. And although it was very clear that Hillary Clinton had no lost love for Netanyahu, they don't like the guy at all, in fact, but they have to live up to the kind of pressures and the expectations that are placed on them by the Israeli lobby in the U.S. So in other words, if the United States, the supposedly the peace broker in the Middle East, is trying to live up to Netanyahu's expectations and they are bending backward in order for them to appease Netanyahu, imagine other countries in the European Union who are always, you know, following the American line on the Middle East. I don't really see that Israel is going to be held accountable to its crimes against the Palestinians anytime soon, as far as the Western governments, the UN, and Western institutions are concerned. That said, the only way that Israel can be held accountable is civil society action in the BDS movement, boycotting Israel, resistance in Palestine, this kind of clustered and unified efforts. The only way that you actually get to get Israel to listen is if Israel is hurting economically and the Israeli leaders are feeling a sense of international isolation. Otherwise, business will continue as usual for Netanyahu.
All right, Ramzi Baroud, journalist and activist from Seattle. As always, thanks for your time there, sir.
Thank you.